Are you looking up the...
I'm just reading through the...
All right. Next three.
We're just gonna go. We're gonna go right down the line.
So,
except the sour will take last.
Yeah, there's two sours that we don't want. There's the bottom left, this one too.
Yeah, so those will take last. But otherwise, we'll go right down the line.
10, 7, 2, 2.
So we've got.
Yeah, the same thing. We'll do the next three on this one. And then
so we've got 11 beers, and the first one, wheat beer, 581. That is correct.
Thanks. All right, I'll be right back with the rest. Next three. You guys good? Do you need bottle openers?
No?
You got them? Good. Yeah. Second coffee. No, I don't know. I'm supposed to go and organize.
Are we ready?
It's good.
All right. So, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Very clear. And I don't see too much on the bottom either. So that's a good sign. I only brought this bottle opener.
Why? I got one.
For capping it.
Mine's pretty similar to that. Yeah. If you're going to, you know, slowly do it around the sides, it's easy to do that.
All right, Mike, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. So let me get your glass right here so I can get a quick pour. It's nice and cold, too. That's good. Whip beer. Wait a second, that doesn't seem right. Have I even used this thing before? Yeah. That's good. I'm going to use a simple one. All right, here we go. Uh-oh, little foamy?
A little bit.
Little foamy.
I don't think it's ever carbonated, though.
Well, it's a nice white foam.
Right.
This is an auspicious start.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good thing my reflexes are good. I think there might be a little bit of beer left
here. Yeah, I wonder
here.
If we're going to get it. We might have to drink out of this.
Yeah, it's got a little aroma there. All right, well, let's try to pour a little bit.
All right, let's see if we can get some beer out of it.
Ridiculous. It's super clear.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of super pale yellow color.
Very pale.
All right, I'm going to set this on the floor here. We can set that one down. All right, so I don't know how you like to do this, but the way I prefer is
sure.
is not to talk about anything.
I'm just right.
Just start going and then talk about it. That
Absolutely.
Way you're not influenced by it.
What do you think?
Let's see. Wheat beer. So we're looking for spiciness, light body. You know, it's a wheat beer with spices. This had some spiciness. You know, thankfully the gushing didn't foretell something terrible.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't as bad as it looked when it was
not
gushing.
At all.
Yeah.
This didn't taste like a gusher. So that's,
right.
that's thankfully.
Absolutely.
That there's that situation. There was a real cidery note to it, I thought. Yep. Which one you?
605.
There you go. Yeah, it was super light, a little tart.
Yeah, very tart.
But super thin and dry.
Yeah, super dry. Very. I wrote dry three times and dry, like so dry.
But you know, considering you know, not so bad because it's fairly you know, pale, faint. Subtle. In fact, I think maybe too subtle. The way I often approach this is I kind of have a concept, and I have an idea. You need something? Well, that's how you open it.
Hey, gents. And ladies.
Hey.
Can we steal some utensils?
Sure.
You guys seem
looking like you're in good shape for pencils. Is that okay?
Yeah,
there's
I don't
one.
Need it.
Okay. Here's another. Thank you. Happy judging.
All right. So, yeah, I think, if anything, maybe too subtle on this. Thankfully, there were no crazy off flavors or flaws. I mean, it was a little phenolic in the nose, but not disturbingly phenolic. So, yeah, I basically have an idea of where I want to score a beer and then try to adjust from there based on the individual criteria. I gave it a 29, which is good. I wouldn't call it very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of right in the middle. There's a lot that could be, could be improved with this one. It could be the spiciness is okay. It could be more, but it's fine. The body is really a little too dry. I mean, I think
it was way too dry.
Yeah, it needs a little bit more.
And a little more sweetness in it to kind of give you that.
As it warms, if you notice, as it warms, the sweetness is revealed a little bit, comes out a bit. But, it takes warming for you to taste any sweetness. Would you end up with a final score?
I ended up at a 30, actually.
Well, that's close.
Yeah.
And I don't think that needs resolution. That's 29 and 30 is pretty much almost as close as you can get.
Yeah.
So, fine, this is hopefully not going to be the best beer.
I handed off the best of show stuff.
So, I think we're ready to move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There seems to be an agreement there.